Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and I'm pleased to say that I've got one more of our Level 2 project students, Radhika, who is going to introduce what she did for her project and perhaps tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind it, how you made that the choice of that topic.
I did, is the use of nanotechnology a far better method to treat breast cancer compared to the treatment used in hospitals today? I chose it because I like chemistry, it's my favourite subject, and I also read an article about nanotechnology which seemed very interesting, so I wanted to go into that area of research. And I thought if I looked at a specific type of cancer and compared it and seen the future of nanotechnology, it would be really interesting.
And where was the article? How did you come across the article? Was it something through a lesson or just something in on the news or wherever?
I asked my EPQ mentor and she gave me an article about gold nanoparticles. So that was really interesting. And also in school we learnt a bit about nanoscience and how it's used in like tennis balls, which seemed quite interesting.
I won't press you on the actual topic because we're certainly not revised for it, but can you just give the listeners an inkling as to what nanotechnology is?
What it is these small particles, and specifically in breast cancer, what they can do is they can target a certain type of cancerous cell and destroy it. And this reduces a lot of side effects for the patient, so it's better for the patient. And because it's very small, it can pass through your body to those cells, so it's much easier as well for the surgeon.
That's good. That's a nice summary. Thinking about the process of doing the research then, where did you go to get all the information, like the information you just outlined for us there?
Well, again, I was given quite a few websites like Science Foundation and Buttress, which was good. And then I also went to the library and looked at two books, and I also used YouTube videos, which were quite helpful.
Tell us about the YouTube videos. What kind of who produced them then?
I can't quite remember, but they were to do with the current treatment of breast cancer used in hospitals, as I didn't quite know what happened. So that gave me an insight into what's going on at the moment.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting that YouTube could be a research tool. Which aspects of the Level 2 project did you find it most demanding? What elements were the tough bits?
Probably the production log, because I wasn't very organised during my presentation and my project, so I found filling in the production log at each stage was quite challenging.
Challenging is because it's just a matter of chore, maybe.
Yeah.
Less exciting.
Yeah.
It's just record keeping.
It is. Yeah.
Well, what about that? The opposite end of the spectrum. Then, what were the high points? What were the really good parts of your EPQ? What stood out?
Finishing it. but I quite like the presentation. That was fun to do and write the script and do the PowerPoint. And I also liked writing my essay because I'd done enough research, so I could form a dissertation about it, which is good.
And as far as the topic's concerned, I guess that's an area of study that you would be unlikely to come across in lessons?
No.
Oh, you cover nanotechnology?
Well, you do a bit of it in chemistry, but it's very small, so yeah, you wouldn't really cover it in lessons.
Well, thinking about, again, the kind of skills that you gain while you're doing your EPQ, that you wouldn't perhaps get in lessons. What kinds of things did you pick up? How would you say that you are now an improved learner?
Well, managing your time was quite a key skill. I think after doing the EPQ project, I think I managed my time better, which helps me with homeworks and stuff and getting to deadlines. Also, writing an essay, which really helped me in essay subjects like history, because now I know how to structure it, and in order to write a successful essay you need enough research, which I found was helpful because I did that in the Level 2 project.
Absolutely. Just a couple more questions then. Thinking about the future, there is the potential to do a Level 3 project in the future. Based on what you've just said, do you think it is something that you would consider?
Yeah.
Or was it just I'm glad I've done it, but thank you very much. No more.
No, I think I would love to do the level 3 project. After learning the mistakes I made in level 2, I'd obviously improve them in level 3. And I'd probably do a topic to do with medicine because I want to be a doctor, but maybe a different research type, not just in nanotechnology.
And finally, our current year 10s are just about to start their level 2 projects. What nugget of wisdom would you like to hand on to them?
Do a topic you enjoy, because you tend to do better and you tend to do more work into something you enjoy. So if you are passionate about your topic, then go for it.
That's marvellous. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Radhika. We really appreciate it.